Hello, beautiful souls, wherever you are. I hope you are well. Welcome back. Kayla here. Today it's just going to be me and you, whether you're in your living room, listening in your kitchen while you're cooking, driving somewhere in your car, or maybe just laying in bed listening. I'm here with you. I just discovered this guy on TikTok, and he has his own podcast, and it is filled with so much spiritual, magical, energetical, fantastic, amazing magic. I just did a 30-minute meditation. I've never done that before. And I went off into another dimension, and that was really awesome. And I had a conversation with my higher self, and I was called to do this podcast today, right now, in this second, in this moment. And I have some pretty magical stuff to say. So buckle up. We're going to go for a little bit of a wild ride, but I have some pretty cool stuff to share with you. So, and this is straight up like channeled, whatever you want to call it, information from my higher self, from God. How I don't know how you would like to define it or put meaning to it, but this is like, this is not my stuff. This is like way higher than me. First of all, you are love, period. You are unconditional love. You are the universe. You are magic. You are everything that you need wrapped into a human body. We have been programmed and manipulated and deceived into what is real. And what I'm learning through my meditation practice, journaling, spending time with those that I love most, doing the work, healing, I'm learning that I love being a good person. I love being a giving person. If I have ever done something for you that made you feel special, I'm glad. And if I've ever done anything to hurt you, I am sorry. And if you've ever done anything to hurt me, I forgive you. Because you know what? There is no guide to this human existence, and it is wild that there are 7 billion plus of us at this time on this planet, just hurling through infinite space. And we like to think that, like, being mad at our mom is like a big deal. Like, there's something so much bigger going on. I don't know what it is, but it's magical and it's amazing. And I love giving love to other people. I tend to attract people that need healing because I too need healing. And when I was promoted for my job back in September, I was not ready for that role at all. I kind of got pushed into it. I didn't want it, but I got talked into it and got the job, so whatever. And it has taught me so much about myself. People, my team does not work for me. I serve them. And I feel this magnetic pull, this call, this like, I don't even know how to put words to it because language is so limiting sometimes for the things that I actually feel. But I'm feeling this call to serve. And I don't quite know what that means, but what I do know is that I love being good to people. I love giving people permission to be 100% their authentic self. And I'm learning that when I have a problem with someone, it's actually has nothing to do with the other person. I have a problem with myself, and that person is simply reflecting back to me something that I have that's unhealed in me. And that is not an easy thing to do, but it's real. And when you choose to do the work and when you choose to heal, magic becomes real. And I know that I've been hurt by a lot of people, which has caused me to hurt other people. I know that I have been selfish at times and only done what was best for me. But if I look back on it, is it really selfish to do what's best for you? Is it really selfish to have boundaries? Is it actually selfish to cut people out of your life that energetically drain the crap out of you versus those who fill up your cup? I give people permission to be whatever they need to be in that moment when they are with me. And that seems to have a healing effect. And I am by no means claiming to be a healer. But we are all healers within ourselves. Everything that you need, you already are. And I know that that's hard to understand because we haven't been taught to live consciously, right? So it's challenging sometimes to really like be in the moment and be conscious in the things that you're saying. But today I actually had a meeting with my director, my boss, and my fellow, my other supervisor guy. And we've not always seen eye to eye. And today we had a humbling conversation, and someone that I had absolute disdain for, I'm actually learning to respect. And I never thought in a million years that I would respect this person, but I'm trying to see things from his perspective. And I don't want to bottle hate inside of me anymore. It's an absolute poison and I'm tired of drinking it. Can anyone relate to that? My hands up real high, y'all. Okay? I've been sipping on that haterade for years. And I am just, it's 2022. We could die in the next 5 hours. Nobody knows. There is so much uncertainty at this time. It is banana sandwich. And yet, the more uncertain I am, the more certain I am that I just love life. I love being here. I love my friends. I love my family. I love my animals. I love my job. I love my bed. I love that I have all 10 fingers and all 10 toes. Like, I am blessed as fuck in this lifetime. Holy shit. Blessed. Straight up. And there's so many people that have it so much better than me, and that's fine. And there's so many people that have it not so good, and that's fine. Like, you're always going to be in the middle. But can we stop focusing on all the things that are going wrong and just focus on the things that are going right? And look around you every day and recognize that you probably don't have to wonder where your next meal is coming from. You probably have shoes to wear. You probably can take an occasional drink of alcohol or, dabble in the cannabis, if you will. Do you get to wrap a warm towel around you when you get out of the shower? Do you get to brush your teeth every morning? Can we recognize that being alive on this earth at this time is so magical and amazing? There's so much abundance everywhere. It's crazy. And I wanted to come on here and tell everyone who chooses to listen, thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for supporting me. Just be you. Just be you. And if people don't like that, then those aren't your people. And if you want to be a homebody and you want to stay at home, stay home. If you don't want to go to the grocery store, don't. If you don't want to go out on a Friday night with your girlfriends and you want to bail last minute, that is okay. It is called self-love. It is called self-respect. It is called self-discipline. And I don't know about you, but I am tired to death of lighting myself on fire to keep other people warm. And I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not. I am conscious. I am loving. I am respectful. I am peaceful. But if you come into my life and you disrupt my peace, I am kicking your ass out the door. Goodbye. I don't need that. See you later. I love my life for the first time and I am 35 years old. I am husbandless and childless. I have a team of people that I serve. I have best friends that are the greatest friends a girl could ask for. And I am legit just grateful, period. So I challenge you to do the work. I challenge you to wake up at 5 a.m. and journal. I challenge you to keep a dream journal. I challenge you, if you're someone that drinks 5 nights a week, maybe only drink 3 nights a week. I challenge you to do yoga for the first time. I challenge you to pick up a book that you've had on your shelf for 5 years that you've literally never read but bought because you wanted to read it. We only get 100 years if we're lucky. And there's so many people out there that are just dropping like flies. So can we please stop being malicious to each other and learn how to love ourselves so that we can love those around us? The time is now. Do the thing that you've been wanting to do. Ask the person out that you've been nervous to ask out. What do you have to lose? We are waking up, people, and I am so excited. But awakening is not necessarily a fun roller coaster. It is a wild ride, but I am here for it. And if you need my support, I've got you. Reach out to me on Instagram. Reach out to me on Snapchat. Send me a text. Call me. I am here for you. We are here for each other. Love is all there is. So be open. Allow. Forgive. Love. I hope this touched you. I hope this made you feel ooey gooey wonderful. Because that is what I feel in this moment. And I just wanted to share it with you. I love you. Be well. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Welcome to the Wild, where warriors integrate life divinely, where we talk about spirituality, law of attraction, energy, frequency, vibration, love, connection, trauma, all the things. Life is a crazy, beautiful mess, so we just explore it all. Today I don't have a lot for you, but what I do have is a poem. I've tried to record this podcast twice now, and there's been some form of interruption, so I'm just going to try to get this out as quickly as I can. Long story short, I was in my very first apartment in Kansas City many, many moons ago, almost 10 years ago, actually, to be exact. Oh, wow, that's wild. 10 years, that's crazy. So anyway, I don't know what I was doing, but I found this poem. Maybe I found it on social media. Maybe I read it in a book. I honestly do not know, but it was so beautiful that I had to write it down. And so on this very large piece of paper, folded in half twice, it's just like a little square, I have this really cool poem that I want to share with you. It's very sweet, so I hope it brings you the feel goods. They told him, "You need a peacemaker." He misunderstood. He searched for a hippie to do him some good. His heart needed mending, and in his defense, making love with a peacemaker really made sense. He retraced the flower child steps of his youth, searched for a lovely face beaming with truth. He thought back to Woodstock, the bare-breasted babes, thought of the music, of the vibes making waves. He went to the town where he met his first bride. Those were the days he felt so alive. As he drove down the highway in his Volkswagen van, he imagined the hippie who would hold his hand. Then his heart started thumping. He pulled off to the side.
He got out of his van. To the heavens, he cried. They prescribed a peacemaker, but where do I start? Where do I find the missing piece of my heart? He felt drawn to the water, a lake with a view. He strolled, wondering, thinking, what would he do? Then in the distance, like an alluring mirage, a tall drink of water, quite a beauty, she was. Her hair gently rippling in the wind, in the breeze, for the first time in years, he was weak in the knees. His chest flushed with warmth, drawn to her towards the one, her hourglass figure, a silhouette in the sun. Closer and closer until they were face to face, he said, "Hi, I'm Tom." "Hello, Tom. I am Grace." This was the beginning of something so grand. Two silver-haired hippies left the lake hand in hand. She was the peacemaker that the doctor ordered. Though he really said peacemaker. Imagine this, so absurd. At his next doctor's visit, they said he was healed. No need for a peacemaker. All tests revealed that Tom was a miracle. Grace mended his heart. He needed a peacemaker. She was his missing part. It's amazing all that a little love can do. Perhaps you should try a dose or two. Whether you need a hippie or just a friend, I'm sure there is a part of you that love can mend. A shout out to the peacemakers, the free-spirited ones. You'll never quite realize all that you have done. Perhaps someday you'll be what doctors prescribe, a dose of free spirit, a spoonful of good vibes. And perhaps like Tom, the whole world will see that there is hope in peacemakers, for through peace we are freed. Anyway, if you know who the author is, I would truly love to know. Please tell me. And I don't know what it is about this poem. It just gives me all the good vibes and makes me feel wonderful inside. And it makes me believe in love, and it gives me hope for humanity. And love really is the answer, but you've got to give it to yourself 100,000% before you can give it to anyone else. And it appears to me that there's a lot of people that don't believe they're worthy wandering around this world. And what I want you to know is you were born worthy. Everything about you is perfect. We are all just children running around trying to figure out this life. We never really grow up. And do we even want to? I don't know about you, but I love to keep the child alive inside. I love to dance around the house and sing in the shower and play with my animals and go be out in nature and go to the nearest playground and just play, you know? One of the things that I really love the most about spending time with my niece is that how she makes me play, and I love that. And I'm so grateful that health-wise I'm able to do those things with her. And I know there's a lot of people out there that just don't have that ability. And I want you to know that I see you. And I'm praying for you. And I hope that someday you get your health back and you become free. We are all just trying to heal and navigate whatever this is. There's no guide to any of it. So be easy with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Love on yourself. Parent yourself. Be gentle. Those thoughts that you hear that tell you that you're not worth anything, don't listen to those voices. It's just thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are simply an observer of your thoughts. Make sure that you're getting enough rest. Make sure that you're taking care of your mental health. Because if you're not right mentally, you're not going to be right anywhere else. And one of the things that I love most about people in general and life and just where we are, people are becoming more vulnerable. People are forgiving.
People are letting go. We are not our past. We are this now moment. That's it. We only have this now moment over and over and over and over and over again. So please stop beating up on yourself. Because you would never talk to a complete stranger the way that you talk to yourself sometimes. So be kind. Don't just be kind to your neighbor. Don't just be kind to your children. Don't just be kind to your friends and your family. Be kind to you. You deserve kindness too. So that's all I have for today. I hope that was enough to turn up your cheeks a little bit. I love you. We are all in this together. Until next time, much love.